oil continues to gush into the Gulf. So what can we do about it? This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Many of us have watched the coverage of the BP oil spill unfold, and some of us have wondered how we can help. Tanya Ott reports some people are actually traveling to the Gulf region, but others are trying to come up with ways to help right here in Michigan.
Wendy Spencer is a busy woman, so busy we had to catch her between meetings in a hallway on her cell phone. Spencer is CEO of Volunteer Florida, the Sunshine State's official volunteer recruitment program. She's registered thousands of volunteers to spend their Florida vacations picking up trash.
When oil hits, it will be easier to clean the shoreline if it is free of litter and debris.
So far, 3,000 volunteers have logged more than 17,000 hours of work in Florida alone, and there are countless more in Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana. But if you can't jet down to the Gulf Coast, well, some people are coming up with a few creative ideas, like getting a shampoo, cut, and style. John Coy owns Fran Coy's Salon and Spa in Ann Arbor. He says when he looks at the cutting room floor, he sees opportunity.
Right now we just have this one bag of around 30 pounds of hair, all different colors of hair. And you can just see there's all different types of hair of different lengths and colors.
Coy ships the hair to a San Francisco-based nonprofit environmental group called Matter of Trust. The group sends the hair to warehouses in Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana, where it's stuffed into donated pantyhose. Some people are calling them hair sausages. The official term is booms. The homemade booms are put in the water to soak up oil and keep it from shore. Fran Coy Salon and Spa has donated 100 pounds of hair to the effort, and customers say they're happy to help. Julie Blackhall is getting her hair cut today.
I think it's great. I mean, I'm not going to do anything with my hair that you cut off. Like, why not help the world with it?
The response has been overwhelming. So far, nearly 500,000 pounds of human hair and animal fur have been donated nationwide. So much, Matter of Trust's warehouses are overwhelmed, and they're not accepting any new donations. There is some concern it won't all get used. Officials from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration say these hair booms can get waterlogged and sink. And a Coast Guard spokesman told the Huffington Post the booms can add to the debris problem when they wash up on shore. Still, some towns and counties along the Gulf Coast are willing to take the chance and will continue to use the hair booms. The BP oil spill isn't just an environmental crisis. It's an economic one, too. Thousands of coastal families have lost work because fishing boats aren't fishing and tourists aren't visiting. Wendy Spencer of Volunteer Florida says it's only going to get worse.
Our food banks are being impacted by people who are out of work now. We are seeing an increase in applications for food stamps. Go to your local food bank. Say, look, can we provide some help with collecting food and connect with a food bank in Florida or Alabama and have this food shipped in to the region to help?
And she says, don't forget money. It might not be as hands-on as getting a haircut, but she says Gulf-based social service and environmental organizations could really use the cash right now. For the Environment Report, I'm Tanya Ott.
You can find out more about what you can do to help with the oil spill cleanup at environmentreport.org. I'm Rebecca Williams.